After a decade-long legal fight that attracted worldwide attention, today there are some final answers about Terry Schiavo's medical condition. A Florida medical examiner has released the autopsy report. Schiavo is the woman who died in a Florida hospice in March after her feeding tube was removed. The report found that her brain was shrunken and severely damaged during the final years of her life. It found no evidence that she had been abused. NPR's John Hamilton has details.
Dr. John Thogmartin held what he said was the first press conference of his career to announce the results. Thogmartin is the medical examiner for Pinellas County, where Schiavo died. He said no autopsy could settle the thing everyone was arguing about, whether Terry Schiavo was truly in a vegetative state. But Thogmartin says the results reveal a lot about how badly Schiavo's brain had been damaged in 1990, when her heart temporarily stopped beating.
Her brain was profoundly atrophied. The brain weighed 615 grams, roughly half of the expected weight of a human brain. This damage was irreversible, and no amount of therapy or treatment would have regenerated the massive loss of neurons.
Thogmartin offered a more definitive answer to allegations that Schiavo might have been abused by her husband, Michael, before she collapsed. He says hospital records show doctors made a thorough search for any possible sign of violence.
23 chest x-rays, 3 brain CT scans, 2 abdominal radiographs, 2 echocardiograms, 1 abdominal ultrasound, the previously mentioned cervical spine radiograph taken within an hour of her admission, 1 radiograph of her right knee. No fractures or trauma were reported or recorded.
The autopsy also addressed a list of questions raised during the legal battle. Was Terry Schiavo strangled? No. Was there evidence that she had been poisoned or abused or given drugs to speed her death? No. Could she have survived without a feeding tube? No. Did she appear to have an eating disorder before her collapse? No. And finally, what caused Schiavo's heart to stop beating? Thogmartin said we may never know. Other pathologists called Thogmartin's report thorough and impartial. They say some of its findings were striking, especially how much of Schiavo's brain had disappeared.
I don't think I've ever seen an adult brain of 615 grams.
Dr. Barbara Crane is a neuropathologist at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore.
For comparison, patients with Alzheimer's disease or other dementias will have certainly some degree of brain atrophy as well, but it's very uncommon for those brains to get down even to 800 grams.
Crane says the autopsy report also revealed severe damage to parts of the brain that control some of the most important mental functions.
There's certainly no memory. There's very little ability to initiate purposeful movements. She would have been cortically blind.
That means her brain could not process any information from her eyes. And that contradicts claims that Schiavo was following family members with her eyes and responding to familiar faces. Dr. Joseph Finns is an internist and director of ethics at New York Presbyterian Hospital Weill Cornell Medical Center.
Looked to the world, to the untrained eye, that she was actually looking and seeing.
Finns says the autopsy shows she wasn't. He says the results refute Senator Bill Frist and other doctors in Congress. They said videos of Schiavo showed she wasn't in a vegetative state.
We all should be cautious about talking about patients we've never examined, and diagnosis by long distance is problematic. And I think that the doctors in Congress who were making diagnosis were dealing with the body politic and not with a particular patient.
A lawyer for Terry Schiavo's parents says the autopsy hasn't changed their belief she could have improved. A lawyer for her husband, Michael, says the results back his contention that his wife was beyond help. John Hamilton, NPR News.